Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 28th, and happy 35th birthday to Hillary Duff. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Mall of Georgia Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Multiple Gwinnett football games have been moved up to avoid Hurricane Ian. Superintendent Watts stepped down from the Cognia board. And the Journey to Space exhibit opens. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
We sat down with Lauren Livesay and Colin Cappy, second-generation employees at Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep, to talk about their great customers both here in Gwinnett and across the country.
Well, one of my neighbors bought all his cars from us, and when I see him in the morning, I give him a good wave, and I'm very thankful for that. And he continues to want to purchase vehicles from us because of the good experiences he's had.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave. And we have some that are just loyal customers that have been with us for 28, 29 years. But then we have the ones, we have a very big online presence. We've been getting a lot of product, and we've been shipping them out all over the United States.
Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Go see them on the lot at 4345 Buford Drive in Buford, or go online and find them at mallofgeorgiachryslerdodgejeep.com.
All right, enough messing around, huh? Let's play this game. Let's play some football.
Five Gwinnett County varsity football games have moved to Thursday from Friday to avoid weather issues related to Hurricane Ian. Among Gwinnett County Public Schools, the Appalachie at Shiloh, Archer at Brookwood, Central Gwinnett at Mill Creek, and Parkview at South Gwinnett games will be played Thursday, the schools involved announced Monday. Hebron Christian's home game with Oconee County also is rescheduled for Thursday. All of the games are 7:30 p.m. kickoffs. Rain and winds from Hurricane Ian are predicted to reach North Georgia at some point Friday. Check GwinnettPrepSports.com for more updates and other possible reschedulings. Gwinnett County Public Schools Superintendent Calvin Watts has quit his position on the board of directors for the school system's accrediting agency after a backlash from parents. Watts announced his resignation from Cognia's board of directors in a statement posted on GCPS's website. Watts had joined Cognia's board in July. In his statement on stepping down from the board, however, he said it had become a distraction for the district. A group of parents, including Holly Terry, who leads the local branch of the conservative-leaning group No Left Turn in Education, had raised concerns about Watts serving on the board. They argued it was a violation of Watts' GCPS employment contract. Watts' statement was posted on GCPS's website last week, and reporters were contacted and notified about its existence on Monday. In addition to addressing the controversy surrounding his accepting a position on Cognia's board, the superintendent pointed to his first year as the district's leader.
I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much.
As the Fernbank Museum prepares to celebrate its 30th anniversary, the museum is also gearing up for its newest exhibit, Journey to Space. The new exhibit will be on view from October 8th to January 1st, highlights the excitement of cosmic travel, the physical issues that arise with space exploration, the challenges of gravitational weightlessness, what it would be like to live and work outside of Earth's atmosphere, and more. To kick off the new exhibit, Fernbank is hosting a special Discovery Day on October 8th, complete with fun activities for all ages. This event is included with general admission. Fernbank Museum is also bringing back a fan favorite special exhibit, Sun, Earth, Universe, which will allow visitors to engage in hands-on content about our closest star, our planet, the universe, and how they interact. Interactivity abounds in Journey to Space, including the chance to launch a water rocket to see how much hydropower it takes to reach its maximum height, turn on an ion engine to watch ionized air molecules in action, view Earth as only astronauts can through a large projection of images taken from orbiting spacecraft, and control a robotic arm using hand controllers and video monitors to complete a task as astronauts do. The exhibit also offers interactive pressure-related experiments to explore, including a vacuum bell jar that demonstrates how objects behave in zero pressure, an orbit table that allows guests to simulate what it would be like to launch a puck into space, and a 16-foot drop tower that explores the effects of momentary weightlessness on objects.
September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Together, we can all help win the fight against suicide. Talking about mental health issues, knowing the warning sign, and knowing how to keep yourself and others safe are huge steps to preventing suicide. Head over to guideinc.org/prevent-suicide today to learn more about suicide prevention, including upcoming trainings to better equip yourself to help others. And as always, if you or someone else is experiencing a mental health crisis, call 988, the new suicide hotline number. Together, we can all make a difference. Innovation Amphitheater in Winder is your home for great live music. Start off the month, Texas Hill, then Chi-Town Transit Authority, Third Stream Big Band Orchestra, the Kentucky Headhunters, let's all go down the Dumas Walk, and close out the month with MJ Live, a Michael Jackson tribute. She said, I am the one who would dance on the floor. For more information, please go to innovationamphitheater.com.
It's the 2022 Cumming Country Fair and Festival, October 6th through 16th, presented by Northside Hospital Forsyth, where family and friends gather for fair nights under Midway lights, for finger-licking food, heart-stopping and hair-raising rides, and never-to-be-forgotten concerts and ground acts. The Kennan Heating and Air Conditioning Concert Series starts off October 7th with Sawyer Brown. I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pull out of your yard, I'm bawling. Then on October 11th, Tyler Farr. Rain my headlights into your bedroom. And October 13th, country legend Joe Nichols.
Not against her will, and I've got time to kill. Down in Broken Heartsville.
All concerts free with fair admission. And make sure you check out daily attractions like the Human Cannonball, Master of Chainsaw Brian Ruth, and over 10 others thanks to our elite sponsor, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Forsyth. For more information, check out our Cumming Fairground podcast or online at cummingcountryfair.com/fair. It's the 2022 Cumming Country Fair, October 6th through 16th. Be there.
Anything else?
Do you want to develop an app? Well, if anyone wants to develop an app with me, I'm down.
U.S. Representative Jody Heiss is inviting high school students in the 10th Congressional District to submit computer applications that they have designed for the district's annual Congressional App Challenge competition. The competition highlights technology and STEM-related skills such as computer coding by encouraging students to design code to create apps that can be used on phones or computers. Winners from each congressional district are included in Congress's House of Code Festival, where the students get to show off their creations to members of Congress. Students have until November 1st to submit their entries to the competition, and all high school students are invited to submit entries regardless of their level of coding experience. Entries are to be submitted at congressionalappchallenge.us. Students who have questions about the competition can visit that site or send an email to lauren.sanders@mail.house.gov. Victories have been few and far between in recent years for the Central Gwinnett football team, so it's no wonder there's a lot of excitement on campus in light of the Black Knights' scorching start to the 2022 campaign. Central Gwinnett, which hasn't had a winning record since 2015, has opened the season with a spotless 5-0 mark, the team's best start since 1980. Even with the historic start, the players remain humble. The five teams Central Gwinnett defeated have a combined 6-18 record, and the teams ahead of on the schedule, including Mill Creek, Mountain View, Decula, Collins Hill, and number one Buford, are a combined 16-9. Despite his extensive football coaching background, Coach Larry Harold had never coached a team that won its first five games. His best run came in 2014 in Macon County, when the Bulldogs won six consecutive games in the middle of the season and finished 9-3 with the Region 4 2A championship.
Don't you know the poem? Water, water everywhere, so let's all have a drink.
Representatives of water supply systems in Gwinnett, Forsyth, and Hall counties finalized an agreement with the state Monday guaranteeing them water from Lake Lanier through 2050. The long-term deal, first announced last month, closes the chapter on a major portion of the tri-state water wars between Georgia, Florida, and Alabama going back to the 1990s. The water wars originated when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers dammed the Chattahoochee River to form Lake Lanier in the 1950s. While the new reservoir was officially designed for flood control and recreation, it was not authorized as a water supply. Florida dragged Georgia through the courts for years, challenging the legality of what became the largest water supply serving Metro Atlanta. A federal judge ruled in Florida's favor in 2009, but Georgia eventually prevailed last year after taking the case twice to the U.S. Supreme Court. Rick Dunn, director of the Georgia Environmental Protection Division, said the contract the water supplier signed with the state Monday will yield at least 222 million gallons of water per day, which is 13% of the water in Lake Lanier at full pool. 80% of the water will go to the water supply providers in three counties, while the other 20% will be held in reserve for future allocation. The deal calls for the state to reimburse the Army Corps $71 million over 30 years. Once that debt is paid off, the state will get permanent storage rights to the water.
It's fall again, so that means Oktoberfest is back. The City of Lawrenceville, in partnership with Local Republic and McCray's Tavern, is hosting its annual Prost on Perry Oktoberfest event. Join us October 1st as we celebrate a very authentic Oktoberfest experience in our historic downtown square, complete with live music and other entertainment, authentic food, kid-friendly activities, and of course, beer. For more information, please visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Huddle up, everyone. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy from Peggy Slappy Properties. Just like every good quarterback needs an offensive line, every home buyer and every home seller needs a good professional realtor on their side to keep them from getting sacked. Our trusted team of PSP Realtors has been helping Gwinnetians buy and sell homes for over 40 years, and we'd love to help you call the winning play. Come by our office today or see us online at PSPOnline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
Finding the perfect house isn't easy. Don't make finding the perfect home loan a headache, too. From conventional to jumbo and fixed rate to adjustable, Capital City Home Loans has just the right program for your needs. Learn more online at cchl.com. Call 855-845-2433 or visit one of the mortgage consultants that's right here in your backyard. Capital City Home Loans. Client-focused, community-driven.
NMLS number 75615, an equal housing lender.
Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for bus drivers. The Gwinnett County Public Schools transportation team transports over 133,000 students to school every day. GCPS also offers world-class training for drivers. You'll get commercial driver's license training from a team of professionals, all while receiving full pay and benefits. Earn up to $27.03 an hour and make the difference in the lives of students. To apply today, visit gcpsjobs.org/drivers.
Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. All rights reserved.